For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Philippe Lucas. I'm the founder and director of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society, and I'm founder of Canadians for Safe Access. I'm also a legal medical marijuana user.
Philippe, here in the U.S., there's lots of states, legislatures, if you will, that are considering medical marijuana. What's going on up there in that regard?
Well, as you know, we have a federal program that's still a real problem for us. We've got, in 5 years of operation, they've only registered, well, now it's just under 800 legal users, despite Health Canada's research that suggests that there's anywhere between 400,000 and a million Canadians currently using medical marijuana. So we're on the federal level, we're still having some troubles. We did get some good news, however, out of the federal budget, which just got tabled this week. This is the yearly budget by the Liberal government, because it includes a tax exemption for the cost of medical marijuana for legal users here in Canada. So that's the first time that there's been any kind of a cost recovery put in place for Canada's medical marijuana using population. I also attended a presentation this week by a pharmacist named Glenda McDonald out here in British Columbia, and she was doing a whole presentation on medical marijuana to another group of pharmacists with the idea that this is going to be something that's going to be available on pharmacy shelves within the next few years. And British Columbia and the BC Pharmacists Association has actually been at the forefront of asking Health Canada to organize a pilot program for the distribution of cannabis through pharmacies. Now, of course, we applaud the interest of pharmacists in getting into the distribution of cannabis, but we have continued concerns over the quality and the federal supply of cannabis being produced by Prairie Plant Systems.
Now, as I understand it, the government does grow this and provides it, but the quality is really not what should be expected.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's some long-going concerns about that. The patients have expressed over and over again that this product is not satisfactory and it's not meeting their needs. And it's and so although there are 100 people currently ordering that federal cannabis, I found out through an Access to Information Act request that Prairie Plant System actually has 1,200 kilos of it in storage. So about 2,500 pounds of cannabis is in storage at the federal production facility, which makes you wonder what exactly is going to be done with $6 million worth of cannabis.
2,500 pounds of pot, so inferior that they can't sell it to a nation of millions. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.